Go get your Bible and be turning to John chapter 3, 16 and 17. You know that passage, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God sent not his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him." And we're going to be finishing up our study of that Sunday school lesson, where this is one of the major texts, in just a moment. This is the Warren County Radio Bible School. It is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam. By the Sunday of November 18th, 1923, about our Lord Jesus as a missionary. And we were looking at this when we just ran out of time in the last class period, and I know I have a bad habit of not being able to keep up with this time, and sometimes they just cut me off right before I am through. And that's because I'm running over the time. It's not the radio doing that. It is me concentrating on my lesson and not knowing how to end it exactly on the dot. Well, I'm not a professional at this, and I do not claim to be, but I am a Bible teacher, and that's what I'm trying to do. And so from week to week, we'll keep ourselves up together, and I'll try to get better on how I end these programs. But now let's look at this. We're talking about God's love for the world, and the world was in an awful state, and it remains in an awful state today because of sin. The way out of this is to believe in Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is active, obedient faith, as we read at the end of this chapter, and as it clearly shows. Many will read John 3, verses 16 and 17, as though that is all the Bible says. But if we look at John 3, verses 19 through 21, we read, "And this is the judgment, that the light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, for their works were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, and cometh not to the light, lest his works should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his works may be manifest, that they have been wrought of God." And look at the last two verses of John chapter 3. "The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath eternal life, but he that obeyeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." When you take everything the Bible says about salvation, we see we are to believe and to obey. There are other missionaries in this world. Jesus is not the only one. If going out and propagating just any kind of religion makes one a missionary, then there is no one greater on the earth than the devil. He invaded Eden and converted Eve to his doctrine. In Job's time, he went to and fro, up and down in the earth, and appeared even among the sons of God. He fashions himself now into an angel of light, and his ministers fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness. As a roaring lion he walks about, seeking whom he may devour. The Jews in Paul's time, ignorant of God's righteousness, went about to establish their own, and did not submit to God's righteousness. the Pharisees compassed sea and land to make one proselyte, and in doing so made him twofold more a son of a hell than themselves. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 15. To be a true missionary of the gospel of Christ is more than earnestness and zeal and raising and spending money and going about at home and crossing the seas. Now, that may be necessary, but we need the love of the truth, the burning desire to save souls, and the glory of God must be the one controlling motive and leading purpose. And that brings this particular Sunday school lesson to an end. And as I turn the page, I see another lesson we're going to study next, and we'll spend some time on this because of so many wonderful things discussed in this lesson. It is a Sunday school lesson E.A. Elam wrote for November the 25th, 1923. And the title of the lesson is Christians Called to Be Missionaries. There are three texts, John 17:18, Matthew 28:16-20, and Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Let me read those three texts to us. John 17:18 says, As thou didst send me into the world, even so sent I them into the world. Matthew 28, beginning in verse 16 and going down through Matthew 28 and 20. But the 11 disciples went into Galilee, unto the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came to them and spake unto them, saying, All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And then Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. They therefore, when they were come together, asked him, saying, Lord, dost thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath set with his own authority, but ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The golden text for this lesson is Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. A devotional reading for this lesson is Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 through 12. The old prophet had said long before the New Testament times, How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, and publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. The voice of thy watchmen, they lift up the voice together, do they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when Jehovah returneth to Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for Jehovah hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. Jehovah hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Depart ye, go out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Cleanse yourselves, ye that bear the vessels of Jehovah. For ye shall not go out in haste, neither shall you go out by flight. For Jehovah will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward. In the explanatory notes of the lesson concerning John 17:18, where Jesus said, "As thou didst send me into the world, even so send I them into the world," this verse states that God sent Jesus into the world that he might send his apostles into the world. The last lesson we had shows why God sent Jesus into the world, and this one is going to show why he sent the apostles. In a previous lesson, we see that Jesus came into the world of his choice, willingly and gladly. John 10:17-18. "Therefore doth the Father love me, because I laid down my life that I might take it again. No one taketh it away from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment received I from my Father." In this Sunday school lesson, it is going to show us the readiness of the apostles to carry out the great commission which Jesus gave to them. Although to do so, they must go through tears and blood and prisons and death. Verse 8 and verse 14 of John 17 state that God gave his words to Jesus, and Jesus gave them to the apostles, and the apostles received them and believed them, that God sent Jesus. God sent Jesus to teach God's words. Let me read to you from John 17, verses 8 through 16. Jesus says to his Father, "For the words which thou gavest me I have given unto them, and they received them, and knew of a truth that I came forth from thee, and they believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for those whom thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all things that are mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. I am no more in the world, and these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep them in thy name which thou hast given me, that they may be one, even as we are. While I was with them, I kept them in thy name which thou hast given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them perished, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to thee, and these things I speak into the world, that they may have my joy made full in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them from the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth." We also read about how that Jesus came to send these apostles into all the world with the gospel from John chapter 12, verses 44 through 50. "And Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that beholdeth me beholdeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, and whosoever believeth on me may not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my sayings, and keep them not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my sayings hath one that judgeth him. The word that I spake, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I spake not from myself, but the Father that is in me. He hath given me a commandment that I should say, and what I should speak. And I know his commandment is life eternal. The things, therefore, which I speak, even as the Father hath sent unto me, so I speak." And so this great gospel, this great message from God, came from the Father to the Son, and the Son to the apostles, and the apostles into all the world.